This episode is sponsored by Desi Bite House and K-Mac Fitness. Welcome to Catwalk Through Life, a podcast about health and wellness inside out, reaching your highest potential, and creating a life you're truly passionate about. I'm your host, Rashi Stevens-Charlton, former model, red carpet host, and Miss India Global turned lifestyle entrepreneur. I was featured in the book Roshni, Global and Emerging Leaders, and I have now created this podcast to help listeners catwalk through what life has to offer. Thanks for tuning in today. Let's live a life we love. Joining me today is the beautiful mother, the proud Indian American. She's a former beauty queen. She's the executive producer and lead anchor of the premier watch South Asian show in the US, Showbiz India, and the CEO of Reshma Beauty. Like I say in her interview, she's a true amalgamation of beauty and brains. I bring you today on Catwalk Through Life, Reshma Doherty. Reshma, you and I actually met so many years ago, and I've had the pleasure of working with you on and off throughout the past number of years. And I can honestly say that you are the amalgamation of beauty and brains.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Of course. You have been a successful businesswoman for so long, and you consistently are adding to your success. You've achieved so many things as an Indian female business starter, and you've just taken on the world with what you do. I feel like there's nothing that you cannot do. So for the listeners, so that they can get an idea of how much you have successfully created, can you just share what your businesses are and what you're currently doing?
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for all those kind words. So, in summary, I always wanted to be in broadcast television. So, and nobody in my family was from that field. So I did what I recommend everyone do if they want to achieve whatever, is to educate themselves. So I did get a degree in broadcast journalism, which led to my first internship with CNN, where I learned the ropes of producing. And concurrently, while I was in college, I had also started a radio program because I was fortunate enough to win a title, Miss LA India, which kind of helped me gain the confidence and help me talk to people to start my own radio show, which became a little small, wonderful business while I was going through college, which helped me pay me through college. But after I got my degree, I went ahead and, like I said, learned the ropes with CNN, which also led to my first job as a PA. And then I also started working for the Disney Channel to help promote and actually launch the Disney Channel in Singapore at that time. And then I started my TV show after my daughter was born, because I always had the love for being a mom also, and also wanted to keep my career alive. And the best way was to do it was to start my own little business, which was how Showbiz India was born, a year after my daughter was born. So I could kind of do my own times, be there as a full-time mom, yet keep my skills honed and do things I loved. And since then, I've been doing events under Pearl Entertainment, Showbiz India. I've also had the radio program for many years. Showbiz India just celebrated the 25th anniversary last year. And from there, I've gotten a lot of opportunities to work with not only celebrities, but over the past few years to work with causes that are very dear to me, including mental health awareness, Stop the Hate, and most recently, which is my directorial debut actually, AARP, 6 mini-docuseries on different subjects that pertain to the South Asian diaspora here.
Wow, that is incredible. You know, I've known you for quite a while and I knew some of those things, but I didn't know how deep it actually goes. And I can completely relate to what you said. A year after your daughter, you started Showbiz India and you were able to still be a working woman, but you wanted to fully take on motherhood. So I completely can relate to that. But that's amazing. Just to know, you know, a little bit more about your journey, because I think that many people hearing this will feel inspired to continue on with their goals and dreams and not give up on the things that you want to really accomplish in life just because life takes another turn.
And life does take turns, but I think if you're really dedicated to your dream and not just there for whatever it is, for the money, fame, but actually love your craft, which is something I've always taught my daughter, is do something you're passionate about. A lot of times people get caught up in what needs to be done, and they get caught up in jobs that they're not happy. Therefore, job satisfaction, I think, is a very big thing, because when you're happy with what you're doing, it doesn't feel like work and it feels very fulfilling. Mm-hmm. And like you said, life has turned. So my father had actually started a henna line under my name, because even though he was a doctor by profession, he always had the love for nature and the love for his only daughter, me. I was the apple of his eye. So he named the henna company after me. I wasn't involved in it till after he passed. And I wanted to take his vision and take it further because he had loved it so much. And that's how Reshma Beauty was born, very organically. And from there on, I've kept his mission of the love for beauty, that's natural beauty and clean beauty from the inside and out. And not only henna, but now I have products where the hero is always the ingredient, like turmeric, rose, cucumber, and aloe, things that you can find in the kitchen. It's just good, clean, holistic beauty.
That's so funny. My next question for you was actually that, you know, your beautiful face was always on the box of henna that every brown girl or others had at home. I remember that before I even knew you, I knew your face on the henna that we would get. And I was curious always if your journey to success started from modeling, but now I know that it was actually your father who created that and put it in your name.
Yes, that's right.
So some say you brought up your Reshma Beauty beauty line. So some say the cosmetic industry is a very hard one to get started in. They said it's very hard to not only start, but to be successful in. But you not only created Reshma Beauty, but you've been successful with your line. What made you take on such a daring challenge? And it was something that you wanted to keep your father's vision alive. But what has made you become so successful in it?
Well, first of all, thank you. And I don't even think I'm really that successful in it, because there's a lot of room to grow. And I've also learned and made many mistakes, by the way, because business was not my forte. Broadcast journalism, writing, all that was my forte. Mm-hmm. The reason I took it on was really, it was just serendipity, epiphany. I had a very bad scare with death a year after my dad passed away in 2010.
Goodness.
So I was in India and I contracted malaria that went undetected. I came here because it was in remission. By the time my symptoms came in, it was pretty late, because a lot of people don't know that a lot of people here are not familiar with malaria. So long story short, my organs had started to shut down and my family was told I wasn't going to make it. I was on a ventilator for almost a month. So in the hospital, when I did make it, because I truly believe because of the prayers of thousands of people around the world that had found out and were praying for me, and the faith of my mother, and of course, my family, my daughter, and everyone else, I was laying there in CCU, which is critical care unit, which I didn't even know is one above intensive care unit. Mm-hmm. And it was the strangest thing, because people would come, and I've been on a ventilator now for a month, finally getting off of it. And people would tell me how nice my hair looked. Strange thing to say to someone who's about to die. You know what I mean? And I don't know, that just made me thinking about the Reshma henna line. And I thought maybe it was a sign from above that I needed to take it over. So I took it over in a very emotional way that way. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea what I was getting into. To your point, you're absolutely right. It's a very competitive field. It's hard. It's not easy. Like I said, I made a lot of mistakes, but I think it was because it was so emotional. And I'm also the kind of person who doesn't give up. If I take on something, I have to see it through.
Is one of your goals for this year to make your health and fitness more of a priority? Are you someone who's so busy that you don't know how you are going to accomplish that? I have a solution. KMAC Fitness. At KMAC Fitness, they help busy professionals or busy parents get into the best shape of their lives through their training and nutritional plans. I mean, when you check out their Instagram or YouTube videos or their website, kmacfitness.com, you will see some absolutely amazing transformations. Founder Kunal is an online body transformation coach based in London. So he has actually helped through KMAC Fitness so many people around the world, and this could be you next. Kunal's personal journey began at a young age after he sadly lost his father to lung cancer. It changed his entire perspective on life, and since then, he's discovered the purpose in educating others on the importance of prioritizing health and fitness and living a long, healthy, and happy lifestyle. This is something that I always talk about and encourage on Catwalk Through Life. You, as my listeners, know this is very aligned with what we believe in. If you're making 2024 your year and you want to focus on your health, wellness, and fitness, here's an online option. Check out kmacfitness.com. That's kmacfitness.com. You can visit KMAC Fitness Coaching on Facebook and KMAC Fitness on Instagram. Contact your online coach today, kmacfitness.com. Take charge of your life today. Yeah, no, I can definitely see that. Well, I'm so glad that you're out of that chapter of your life and your health is back up and, you know, you're not having to deal with that. But I'm so glad you had so many people praying for you. It's funny. I remember, Auntie, I met your mother at one of the events that I did for you. I think it was one or a couple, but she's just the cutest. And she reminds so many things about her reminded me of my own mother, who actually for over 40 years worked in ICU and CCU. So she was taking care of patients just like you. But I just saw
a God bless her. I tell you, I have so much respect. Especially, of course, the doctors, but the nurses and the helpers, because really they take care of you on a daily basis. Yes. And even their touch is so important. I've learned so many valuable lessons being in that hospital.
Oh, that is so touching. So Showbiz India, that's where you said that, you know, that's what you wanted to do. That's what you set out to do from the beginning. And through Showbiz India, I've seen over the years, you not only provide value and the best content of show business, Bollywood happenings in India and all over to your viewers, but you also have given so many talents a platform. How did you decide to maybe take on newer talents or people that are wanting an opportunity in the industry? Was that intentional?
Well, yes and no. I mean, as luckily for me, you know, I started Showbiz India in 1998. There was a big white space in the market. The Indian population was growing. The South Asian population was growing, because I want to tell people it's not just Indians watching Showbiz India. I've been stopped by multicultural people of different ethnicities that have approached me, and because they love Bollywood. And therefore, it was a big white space at that time, because this is before the advent of ZTV, TV Asia, any of those channels. So I think that I started because I always wanted to, like I said, be in radio and TV broadcast, but I had no idea how many people started watching it. So it became very successful very quickly, to my delight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we started branching out, I obviously needed more talent. Over the years, talent started reaching out to me, including talent for interviews started reaching out to me rather than me chasing after, you know, the Bollywood celebrities. Mm-hmm. Now, during promos of films, people started reaching out to me for interviews. So it was really very organic as it developed. And now, yes, I do love supporting other talent, and especially South Asians in any field, I really am very proud. I'm an Indian first. I always say I'm an Indian American because I still have very much deep love for India. And of course, I love my country, America, as well.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm so glad. I've always known that about you. I mean, it definitely shows in your work. Your work is, it always has a connection to India, but it's also the modern day America as well. So it's a beautiful mix. Handling so much and accomplishing as much as you have. I'm sure, like you said, you know, you've seen your share of struggles. So along the way, whenever you had struggles, how did you overcome them? And how would you advise someone to handle those types of struggles if they're, you know, trying to accomplish a very big goal?
Well, first of all, I think the first message is to people that it's okay not to be okay sometimes. That's normal. That's, you know, mental health awareness is very, very dear to me because a lot of us have really sad days and some good days, and that's normal. Sometimes things don't go our way, and that's okay as well. So I think that would be the biggest thing I would like to say out there. There are many days I'm not okay, but you learn to manage it, mm-hmm. and you learn to support on your friends, your family, and do things that are good for you and overcome them. And the second thing I would say, most important, is do what you are passionate about. Because that's passion, that love for it will carry you through the darker, sadder times.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I'm glad that you brought up the mental health aspect, because on my podcast, I talk about that a lot. And I'm always talking about different situations or different mindsets that people can take on in life to not only achieve your goals, but to create a life of your dreams. And like you're saying, that if you have bad days, it's okay. As long as you know you can get back up and carry on, it's really how you handle those situations from your mind that will help you, you know, help take you further. So I'm glad that you brought that up.
And people shouldn't feel, you know, the stigma of asking for help is something yes. that I do want to address. Don't be afraid to ask for help, whether it's your family, your friends, or even resources. That's what they're meant for. Lean on them.
Yes, yes. I'm so glad that you advised that, because, you know, people are talking about it more, but I think it's only really started like this just a few years ago. Before that, Reshma, wouldn't you say that people were a little bit, you know, shy or embarrassed to admit that they were seeing a therapist sometimes in some situations, or, you know, they were against it or whatever it is, or people would feel judged? But now the world is a little bit more open, but it's such a good thing, because I feel like there are so many people that probably know they need that, like those resources that you're saying to lean on, but they don't ask for help.
Absolutely. And it's still, I'm glad that more people are open and there's more awareness being created about it, but I still think we have a long way to go. And I think people should keep this dialogue alive so that other people, you never know who you might touch and inspire to reach out. And that's the main important thing. I'm glad you're doing that. I think that's wonderful. And yet there's still quite a bit of stigma, and we're hoping to break it little by little. And so, yes, I urge people to please reach out.
Now, I will say this is a very important question. How do you keep your hair looking so fabulous? I mean, it's amazing. And seriously, Rachel, every single photo I have seen of you, every single time I've seen you in person, your hair is full beauty. Like, it's unreal. Your hair is so healthy. What is your routine? Just give us a little bit of what you do so we can implement that into our lives.
Of course. Well, first of all, I mean, I do have my parents to thank for my genes, for the care, you know, I that goes without saying. But also, I've really always taken care of my hair. I'm the ambassador of my brand, but I actually live that. I never colored it unnecessarily. I know there were fads, but, like, you know, India, you're Indian, you know, we were always taught to oil our hair.
Yes, I do that with my daughter. She's almost 3 and she loves it. Once a week, she gets her hair, and you should see her hair. She has, like, beautiful, voluminous curls, and she's not even 3.
And I saw her, your daughter, and she's so cute. It reminds me of my daughter, because my daughter was growing growing up, she also had very curly, thick head of hair, because my hair is wavy, actually. So sometimes I blow dry it straight, but, you know, or sometimes I leave it curly, depending on what I feel like. Anyway, I also implemented our sacred age-old tradition of oiling my daughter's hair, and she loves it even today.
Well, she is gorgeous, just like her mother. I mean, when I was a teenager, my hair was down to almost my knees, and my mom intentionally kept it that way. You know, it was a very Desi thing, you know, but we always did the oiling. So, okay, you do oiling regularly. What kind of oil do you use?
So I have my own oils. I have three different very carefully selected oils for different things. Like some oils have cedar wood in it, cedarwood oil, cinnamon oil. That's how facilitates hair growth. Some has tea tree oil, which helps with antibacterial, because what people don't realize is that over time, just with even products, sometimes, you know, you can leave your shampoo or conditioner and it's, so that's blocking your hair follicles. So by using oil, not only does it help massage, and what the massage does, it stimulates your blood circulation. So it helps facilitate more hair growth and it cleans out all those follicles. So I think that's really, really important. So we have three different types of oils, one for dry and damaged hair, one for normal hair, one for thinning oil, for thinning hairs. So I suggest you do that as often as possible. You can leave it on as long as you want. And then I shampoo and blow dry, and I condition, first of all, sorry, I shampoo and condition with our paraben-free, silicone-free shampoo and conditioner, which is good for your hair. My deep conditioning hair mask has a lot of amazing benefits. It's got argan oil, it's got coconut oil, it's got avocado oil, and it also has that extract of henna, which is a protein that basically coats your hair shaft, so it makes it more thicker and voluminous. So I use all my products.
I see. Okay, and the oils, if I remember correctly, these are those small kind of rectangular bottles?
That's correct,
yes. And there's like one's blue, one's red, one's green, right?
Yes, that's one red is the hair serum, which is the last thing I do. The blue one is for the dry and damage. The green one is for normal hair. And the white one is for thinning oil.
Because I remember using these and it did wonders on my scalp. I used it when we were living in Nevada. But I remember I had a really dry scalp because of the climate. And I used your oil. It was either the blue or the green. And It fixed it. But I love those oils. So that's great to know that you use that, because I need to buy some more then.
Well, yeah, the oils are good for you. And these oils are actually for your skin and hair, because, skin is also needing, if you need extra moisture, oils are very good for your skin as well. So that's the one thing, that they're multi-purpose.
Well, I need to restock my Rajma Beauty products, that's for sure. Okay, so we're going to quickly just move on to a fun little game.
Sure.
Okay, so the next segment is a little game that I call Catwalk Through This. I'm going to give you two scenarios, and then you can just tell me how you would catwalk through them and how you would get through them, basically. Scenario number one, your daughter gets a huge movie deal from Hollywood or Bollywood. And I mean, big names, the dream debut, all of that. But you had to also be cast in the film as her competition. So one leading man that you both are fighting for, what would you do? How would you handle that?
Well, I think that one's a little easy for me, because I don't really ever want to be an actress. There's anything wrong with it. I just don't think I'm talented. But if my daughter really wanted it, I would do it for her. Sure.
Wouldn't that be fun but awkward?
Yeah,
I'm sure that would be so much fun.
She would beat me hands down, so I'm home.
Okay, scenario number two. You're offered a huge business deal. It's one that's hard to turn down, but the terms are that you have to have the one person that you despise as the face of the company. How would you catwalk through that situation? So huge business deal, hard to turn down, but the one person that's the face of the company would be the person that you just do not like at all.
Well, it depends on why I don't like her or him. First of all, I mean, am I just, and I'm a human being. Do I not like her because I don't think, or him again, that they don't, you know, add value to the company, or I don't like them because they don't work hard. You know, there's so many different reasons. Or do I not like them because the work ethic is different? So it depends on what would be the reason. If it's a big enough reason, then I would definitely, I've always chosen my values over money. So I would always choose my values.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay, well, I think you catwalked right through those situations.
I don't know, but no, I live my truth. I'm authentic.
Yes, you are. And I've always loved that about you. Okay, listeners, if you are in the Seattle area, Everett area, or Washington State, or anywhere around there, you need to visit Desi Bite House. Desi Bite House is a culinary destination that takes you on a flavorful journey through a diverse range of Indian sweets and street food, including my personal favorite, Golgappe. And if you like Golgappe too, you have to go because they give you an entire experience. They have a live Golgappa stand. They also have authentic Punjabi samosa, and they have fresh made mithai. This is your one-stop shop for Indian snacks and sweets. Customers are calling Desi Bite House a true hidden gem. Located in Everett, Washington, check out their website, DesiBiteHouse.com. That's DesiBiteHouse.com. And be ready to feast your eyes on the most mouth-watering photos of what they have to offer. You can order ahead online. Again, that's DesiBiteHouse.com. On Instagram, they're Desi_bite_house. And I mean, they even have sugarcane juice. You guys need to run there if you're in the area. Desi Bite House, DesiBiteHouse.com. So, concluding this episode, I always have a segment that I call Rundown with Rashi. It's basically any stories that you want to share, anything exciting that might be happening soon or just happened. It could be a quote that inspired you. I can go, and that way it'll give you an example. So I saw this quote from a friend. She actually sent it to me because she liked it. And I've seen it before, but I want to share it on here because I feel like it's in line with what you believe, what you've mentioned is important in life. And so it makes so much sense if you really break down this quote. So the quote is, "Ships don't sink because of the water around them. Ships sink because of the water that has gotten into them. Don't let what's happening around you get inside you and weigh you down."
So I actually read that quote myself.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah, I've loved it. I read that quote and I thought it was so, so true. And I think that's what's important. Like, look what's happening right now, right? There's so many wars. That really, really depresses me and saddens me. I just think it's a humanitarian crisis, mm-hmm. even with the whole, you know, migration, the borders, there's so much there. So what I would say for that, what relates to that quote is, look, there's a lot of good that the world can benefit from, right? There's a lot of bad things happening, but don't let those bad things, you know, hinder your spirit and stop you from trying to be good.
Yes, that's so true.
A lot of people feeling very helpless and not wanting to even engage in conversations because it's so sad. But don't do that, because then the bad is winning.
Yeah, definitely. I just the other day, someone was messaging me that I know, and they were talking about everything that's going on in the world. It's affected them so much where it's affected their appetite. It's been so disturbing to them that they haven't been able to connect with their children on the same level. So that kind of goes with what you're saying, is just they're letting it in so much that it's really altering them on a daily basis.
Yeah. And let's you know, keep trying every day to leave this world a better place than we found it. My favorite quote I'd like to share, especially as the interview started off, for the people who are younger and starting out their career, is a lot of people sometimes do look at me and they think, you know, and they've told me, shared with me, they think I've been very lucky. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been very lucky, but I've also worked really hard. So my favorite quote is, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
That is very true, because then you attract more opportunities because you're already in that mindset of achieving. And so you'll achieve and attract more opportunities to achieve more.
And there's no substitute to hard work.
Yes, I completely agree. And, you know, it's funny because so many people can look at a beautiful face that has a successful business or businesses and is famous or, you know, is inspiring because of so many reasons like yourself. But it's these types of interviews where that person that you look up to actually speaks about everything that they've gone through to make it, you know, to make their life a success and the things that are important to them, or, you know, the situations in your life or the stories that you shared when you got sick, you know, things that you've learned from that have created, you know, and helped make you the individual that you are right now. So I'm so appreciative to you for coming on Catwalk Through Life and sharing more about your story, sharing more about your success and what has gotten you there. I find you so inspiring. I've told you this again and again in the past that I've always admired you since the day I met you. And that was a long time ago. And there's, you know, as time goes on, I just see more and more of what you're doing and who you are. And I just think that the world finds you so inspiring for a great reason. And it's always so nice to chat and catch up with you. So thank you so much for coming on my show today.
Thank you, Rashi. And by the way, you're a beautiful person inside out yourself. I've known you and I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you. That means so much to me coming from you. Thank you so much.
Wish lots of love and light always.
Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I surely did. If you enjoy Catwalk Through Life, please leave your rating and review. I would truly appreciate it. And we will be back in another great episode.